Now, something that spends a lot of time on the ground, a lot of time in the air as well, are swans. And you know all about swans, Richard. You did your PhD on population dynamics in mute swans. Now, just a moment, we're going to talk to Kendru Calhoun about Hooper swans. We've got the Hooper swan, the Bewick swan, and the mute swan here in Ireland. So we've got three species. And honestly, even at this stage in the game, I don't know how many years since I met you first, Richard, it must be nearly 30 years ago now when you were ringing mute swans, and I think that was along the River Dodder somewhere, I would still be unsure of which is which at a distance. So you tell the listener now how you can tell them apart.
Go and see the Book of Kells, because Celtic art is curvy linear. It's lovely sweeping S-shapes and bends and sickle shapes and all that sort of thing. Well, the mute swan is like that, curved, a beautiful curved neck, all beautiful Celtic curvature, and the tail is cocked up. Hooper swan, on the other hand, is different. It is perpendicular, angular. The neck is straight, not curved. It comes straight up. The head juts forward at right angles to the neck. The bill has no lovely berry on it. It's a yellow and black spike. And above all, let it tell you who it is. It honks all the time. Honk, honk, honk. I can't imitate it very well. The call of the wild, Derek, is the call of the Hooper swan, or the trumpeter swan, which you and I heard on our trip to North America. Do you
Virginia,
remember that most memorable?
All those years ago,
yeah, it was gorgeous. Now, it is the most wonderful sound. And it gave its name not only to itself because it whoops, but it gave its name to the swan we are all familiar with, the mute swan, because in contrast, the mute is very discreet and silent. Mm. It's not totally silent. It has about 16 different calls and hisses and grunts and snorts and things. But in relation to the lovely Hooper sound, it's very silent indeed. Is that any help in telling?
Well, it is.
Apart?
Yeah, it is. If one is nice, kind of curvy and all that kind of stuff, and Book of Kelsey, and the other one is more linear, straight back in the army, stand on there, straight up. Blah, blah. But what about the Buick swan? Because I mentioned the Buick as well.
Well, the Bewick is a smaller version of the Hooper. I remember our friend, that swan expert, Bill Sladen. Do you remember Bill? Yes, mm-hmm. Bill Sladen. He was the swan man of America. He held that, in fact, the trumpeter, the tundra swan, which is the equivalent of our Bewick swan in America, the Bewick and the Hooper are one species. He did not think they were separate species at all. Now, the Bewick swan was controversial. Now it's established, perhaps we must regard it as a separate species. It's smaller than the Hooper, but it is very similar to look at. It's perpendicular again, yellow and black bill, different pattern perhaps, more black than yellow. It's a small version of the Hooper. Comes to us, very few left now, about a dozen come here now, from Siberia. I remember back in the Wexford slobs in the 60s, you would see 400 of them.
Not anymore.
At the time, they were very, but they are gone. It's because they're short-stopping, they think. They don't have so far to come from Siberia now because they find places, due to global warming, conducive to them in winter, far nearer to their summering grounds, their breeding grounds. So they don't have to come all the way to Britain and on to Ireland anymore. That is the theory. Don't worry about it. You won't be seeing too many of them, at least if you don't travel abroad.